A coalition of Sault Ste. Marie and Algoma environmental and conservation groups have released an online survey that has been distributed to over 100 council candidates and acclaimed candidates in more than a dozen municipalities in Algoma. The coalition includes Sault Climate Hub, Clean North, WaterWise, Lake Superior Watershed Conservancy and the Kensington Conservancy. Sault Climate Hub volunteer Paul Hazlett tells Sault Today that the goal of the survey is to bring more information to voters that might be concerned about environmental issues in the Sault and Algoma, and to see where the different candidates across the municipalities stand and what their views are on issues pertaining to climate change, waste reduction, freshwater, food security, pollution, protected areas and biodiversity. Obviously, there are a lot of issues in an election campaign. But these groups in particular, their focus is working on these on kind of environmental issues, so we wanted to just bring them to the candidates in a straightforward way and give them a chance to express their views on them, and the hope in the end is that voters will have information to make a decision about what candidate they support in the election in terms of their views on environmental issues, Hazlett said. Candidates have until September 30th to complete the 12-question survey. The results will be published through social media, websites and local media outlets prior to the municipal elections in late October. Everything the candidates answer to every question will be released in the media. We're not going to grade the candidates or anything like that. We're going to let the voters take a look at what each candidate has to say, Hazlett said. Here are the 12 questions posed by the Environmental Coalition. 1. Do you consider yourself to be a progressive environmental candidate and if so, why? 2. How can our municipal government engage collaboratively with environmental groups, indigenous communities, young people, the elderly, and the most vulnerable to better identify their needs, value their contributions to a sustainable future, and ultimately achieve meaningful goals and ensure environmental justice? 3. Where do you put climate change on your list of priorities? On a scale of 1 to 5. 4. How do you think our municipality should address climate change? Please be specific, e.g. targets for greenhouse gas emissions, alternative transportation, building codes, alternative energy, tree protection bylaw, etc. 5. Will you support building a municipal composting facility and rolling out a green bin program so all residents can divert organic waste from precious landfill space and reduce methane emissions? 6. Will you support new municipal rules to reduce single-use plastics that pollute our environment, wildlife, and us? 7. How will you protect and restore natural ecosystem functions in municipal green spaces, i.e. parks, forests, wetlands and agricultural lands, to ensure that our water resources are protected? 8. How would you ensure that our municipality has a role in planning and promoting sustainable food systems? 9. Would you support the development of a municipal environmental reporting and disclosure bylaw to require businesses to report use and release of toxic chemicals to Algoma Public Health? 10. Would you support a motion in our municipality opposing the building of a ferrochrome smelter in Algoma? 11. How will you prioritize protecting natural areas and urban green space as part of municipal planning? On a scale of 1 to 5. 12. Will you represent the public interest by calling for strong environmental regulations and bylaws to protect biodiversity and species at risk and their habitats in our municipality? The coalition is encouraging voters to ask candidates about their positions on key environmental issues affecting area municipalities such as climate change, air pollution, water protection, recycling, and the plastics crisis.